Tagaron, Disc 6.
Inside the bell tower it was dim and cool, but the spiral stairs seemed to go on forever. Halfway up, Brother Hoban had to sit down and rest a while.
Phew! Lack-a-day! Now I know why Craigor didn't want to come.
Whale's voice came from high above them.
Put a move on down there. I'm already up here.
Gundil wiped a paw across his brow, trudging doggedly on.
Easy for you to say, my booty. But this child ain't nothing but a poor mole beast, not fitted for climbing up stairs what goes round and round.
Together they stood up near the small conical roof, astride a massive wooden beam, with stout ropes bound around it. Below them was a dizzying drop, with two tolling ropes hanging the length of it. Mira pointed out the two bells suspended from the beam below their foot paws.
The one on your left is the Matthias bell. This one on the right is the Methuselah bell. See their names embossed around the edges? A pretty awesome sight, isn't it?
Gundil's nose tip had gone dry. He turned his eyes aside, moaning.
I bain't no bird and I bain't feeling too good neither.
Mira and Fuel assisted him off the beam and sat him lower down on the steps. The mole turned his face to the wall.
I won't be happy till I'm safely on a good, firm ground.
Broggle inspected the beam on all fours.
This is definitely made from a great oak. Look at this huge scar cut across it. Wonder how that happened.
Brother Hoban, being the recorder, instinctively knew.
That's where Matthias severed the bell rope with Martin's sword. Such a forceful blow he struck that he scored the beam deeply.
Broggle picked at it with his small kitchen knife.
Must have hit the hem of his habit, too. Look, there's a piece of cloth wedged in the cut.
Mira saw what was going on as she returned to the beam with Fuel.
Don't damage it in any way, Broggle. Try as carefully as you can to get the cloth out all in one piece.
Broggle shaved the wood delicately away, either side of the cloth.
That's easy. See, it just lifts out.
He's a real artist with that little blade.
Mira whispered to Fuel, loud enough for Broggle to hear.
There's no beast in Redwall more skilled with a kitchen knife than our Broggle.
Blushing with modest pride, the assistant cook gave the cloth to Mira. It was only a small square of light green material, simple and homespun, nothing elaborate or special. Mira sniffed it before laying it flat on the beam.
Still got a faint scent of lilac on it. I wonder who it belonged to. Ah, there's letters inked onto it. Let's see. Hittegal. What's that supposed to mean? The letters aren't even written straight across, horizontally, like ordinary writing. They're written vertically. Hittegal, all in capitals from top to bottom. Brother Hoban, what do you make of it?